Day 36, April 2, 2021. Let us continue. We would like to continue our talk today about maintaining and retaining this state of allowance and acceptance of the higher consciousness into form and function. We feel this is the stage where it is paramount for practice and exercise in the state of being which you choose to sit for you to understand and realize that this state of being has always and will always be found. What we are saying is that this state of being in which you sit will never be lost. Do not fret on the outcome of what may be, instead concentrate on what is. We will take you now to step 81, within the kingdom in which you sit the keys to unfolding and unlocking the truth of all that is have always sat and festered, the question of opening the box still remains. We say that you have always had the tools and skills to be in this state of consciousness, it is the desire that has been adjacent to the matter at hand. The desire to be in this state is necessary to match up with the alignment of being in matter. Examination of your true desires and motives is a key principle we will teach today. The idea of understanding the why behind your beingness. Why are you the way you are? Why do you want what you want? Unpeeling and unlocking this layer is rather revealing if it is allowed to unfold as it should. Many will put up blocks when faced with these sorts of questions. They may not want the truth to be revealed to them as the truth may be unsavory or not acceptable at this space and time dimensional position in which you sit. To that we say, just do it. Just pull down those structures and examine those motives. Examine your innermost desires and look at them for what they truly are. If they are not aspects of love, what are they? We do not say to judge them, because judging them will only create more walls. No, we say to accept them and bless them for what they are, constructs of the mind. Allow them to be and tell them that they are not needed at this time if they are not of the highest good. We say this all, because many of your desires to maintain and retain this state of higher consciousness may not be for the benefit of all. If the true desire to be in this elevated state is to better your neighbor, we call hogwash on that. We say, that is a false construction as your neighbor is already in this state. He will realize this state eventually and it is of the time and space that is contingent and right for himself. Examine your motives and desires for they will tell you if you are able to maintain this state with ease or if it will be a practice of continually unfolding. We will move on now to step 82, to be in this kingdom and one with the people, there must be a realization of the altitude at which you sit and the alignment of which you speak. We say this as a message for understanding of those who have walked and will walk this planet. As an earthly messenger you can maintain a relatively high state of consciousness, but it is not, as you would say, the highest state possible. It is the highest state while operating in form and function. It is in this state that you will seemingly encounter other mortals on this earth and need to talk and converse with them. These conversations will take place as a matter of awakening within these souls, but this awakening should not be pushed or strived for. Yes, this is the matter and the saying of meeting the other individual at where they are at and not forcing them up the mountain until they are ready. If you are at the top of the tallest mountain communicating with an individual in the valley, this is a difficult transition to make. There may be many words or phrases that cannot be understood at that distance. In these occasions and situations, we do not ask for you to come off the mountain, but to translate from the mountain state into what the valley can hear below. This can be done and is a matter of shifting pitch and tone in the form and function in which you sit. This is a matter of changing dialogue and word choice to a frequency which can be understood and consumed by those who sit in the respective frequency. We ask not that you physically lower yourself off the mountain, just change the dialogue and method of communication. We will move on now to step 83, to be one with your neighbor does not mean that integration is necessary, but that realization is possible. We ask that you do not force those who have no desire to maintain this state of higher consciousness to understand and reveal to themselves what it is. Yes, we know how amazing and astounding it is to sit in this space, but that does not mean it is a necessary or even beneficial state for your neighbor. This also does not mean that your neighbor is any higher or lower than you on the standard of life. Your neighbor is still ultimate perfection at the source. The revelation may not have come, but it is a potential that exists in anyone and everyone's fields. Do not let your spot on the mountain make you high and mighty. Do not let this spot become made of quicksand to take you back down into the valley. This is a spot of grace, not a spot of judgment, see it as such. And with that we will leave you for today. We say that we love you immensely in any state or form you present yourself as. Bless be.